أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. Previously the last ayat we read was the 26th evil quality which Allah Ta'ala mentions about the Jews, particularly the Ahle Kitab. And as we have mentioned many times, all this Allah is mentioned not just for the sake of mentioning it or just to make them bad, but for us to realize what enemies they are of ours. And everyone tries and protect himself from his enemy and from the ways of the enemies. And the second very important thing is that we take a lesson and those evil qualities don't come in us. So the previous evil quality which Allah explained of the Ahle Kitab was that they have gone astray and they wish to make you also to go astray. So we should be very careful that they do not make us go astray. We must be on our guard. And the easiest way is to stick firm to Sharia, the commands of Allah. And if we stick firmly to the Sunnahs, they will never be able to succeed to get us to go astray. The other is we must be very careful also that we also don't want other people to go astray. And that we stop people from doing righteous and good things. Perhaps we don't realize it, we don't think, but we are also guilty of this very much. Like for example, if the wife wants to go in parda, the husband might discourage her. So she wants to do righteous things and we discourage her. The husband wants to keep a beard, for example, he wants to start wearing kurtas, and the wife discourages him. And she tells him that now you want to become too pious, and you don't have to be so pious. And Islam is in the heart, Islam is not outside on the clothes, etc. So, or for example, there is a nikah function. And then somebody wants to have it according to Sharia, and then we pass all types of remarks, and we want to make it according to our custom, that wedding we want to make, which has got no resemblance to a nikah. Though we call it nikah, but it has got no resemblance to it. It is all in a different way. Our lifestyles generally, anyone in the family, sometimes children want to become pious. And we discourage them, you are still small, what are you becoming so pious for from now? In that way we discourage them. So all in different ways, here Allah has warned us that we must not be also amongst those people that we discourage other people from doing good. Somebody wants to go in Jamaat, we discourage them. Somebody wants to go in the Khanqah, we discourage them. Our children want to do hifz, become alims, and we discourage them, and in fact we send them then to universities, to the places which are not in the lion's den, not in the lion's mouth, but right in Shaitan's mouth we put them. And we destroy them in that way. You know, especially for our girls, we put them in that environment. Many girls also are so desirous to bring deen in their life, become alimas. But the parents, etc., don't allow it at all, that you have to go to university, etc. So all this, many things like that, we also fall guilty and we fall prey to what the Ahle Kitab, the Jews, had. And in this particularly, the Ahle Kitab, the people, the Muslims used to listen to them, had respect for them from before, because they had the Kitab, they had Torah, they had Injil. And the people, generally before, the Aus, the Khazraj, the Ansar, or the Muhajireen who came, they were idol worshippers before they accepted Islam. So they respected these people that they are at the Kitab. Just like that, generally the public respects the ulama. And if the ulama mislead the people, tell them wrong things to do, discourage them from going jamaat, from going to a khanqah, becoming bayat, etc., this is even more dangerous. Because they being ulama, people respect them and they listen to them. And when we as ulama do wrong things, and not only we do wrong for ourselves, but we discourage other people, which unfortunately today is becoming so common. How many wrong things the ulama are promoting also. So this is a great warning that we must be very careful of that and not fall in the same trap the Jews and Christians fell in, and also that we must be on our guard with regard to them. And all this rifta, step by step, it takes us finally right out of deen also. First we fall into some guna, small gunas, then big gunas, and when we are not careful, eventually this even takes us right out of deen. So we should be very careful for ourselves, everyone, all of us, in whichever category we fall into, that we should not discourage people from deen. A believer, a Muslim, is really he who encourages on deen and not discourage people from deen. Allah gives the clear command, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that encourage one another on righteous and good deeds, and do not encourage one another on the transgression and disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in our families, anyone wants to do good in our society, encourage them. Don't discourage any person from doing good, and we should not encourage the evil and the wrong. So this is a great lesson that we learn from the Jew, from the Jews, the evil which Allah has mentioned for us to take benefit from. May Allah guide us and let us benefit fully from the true teachings of deen and stay away from all the harms which Allah has very clearly spelled out to us and made it known to us.